Nick Sandman sues Washington Post for $250 million over defamatory coverage. By Joshua Kaplan on February 19, 2019. Attorneys for Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman filed a lawsuit against the Washington Post on Tuesday, seeking $250 million in compensatory and punitive damages. The Post wrongfully targeted and bullied Nicholas because he was the white Catholic student wearing a red Make America Great Again souvenir cap on a school field trip to the January 18 March for Life in Washington, D.C., when he was unexpectedly and suddenly confronted by Nathan Phillips. A known Native American activist, who beat a drum and sang loudly within inches of his face. The January 18 incident, the lawsuit filed by lawyers Todd V. McMurtry and L. Linwood in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Kentucky reads. The total sum sought by Sandman is the same amount Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos purchased the Post for in 2013. The newspaper's vice president for communications, Christine Corradi Kelly, said in a statement to Reuters, "We are reviewing a copy of the lawsuit and we plan to mount a vigorous defense." In a tweet Saturday, Wood announced via Twitter that he would begin filing defamation lawsuits against several news outlets this week. Nick Sandman is 16 years old, has 2+ years to identify accusers, sue them, he said. No member of mainstream social media mob who attacked him should take comfort from not being sued in initial round of lawsuits which will commence next week. Time is Nick's friend, not his enemy. The development comes after investigators hired by a Kentucky diocese have found that Catholic schoolboys did not instigate a January 18 confrontation at the Lincoln Memorial that went viral on social media. Covington Bishop Roger Foyes initially condemned the student's behavior after a video showed a teenage boy face-to-face with a Native American man. Days later, Foyes apologized for making a statement prematurely. The students were in Washington for an anti-abortion rally last month when they encountered a group of black street preachers who were shouting insults at both them and a group of Native Americans. The bishop now says the students were placed in a situation that was at once bizarre and even threatening. The immediate worldwide reaction to the initial video led almost everyone to believe that our students had initiated the incident, and the perception of those few minutes of video became reality, Foyes wrote this week in a letter to parents. Both the Native American man, Nathan Phillips, and the Covington student facing Phillips have said they were attempting to defuse the situation. The videos show Phillips surrounded by students. Many interviewed students told investigators that they felt Phillips was coming into their group to join their own cheers, which were meant to drown out insults from the street preachers, who referred to themselves as the Black Hebrew Israelites. Many students reported that they were confused but did not feel threatened by Phillips, the report said. In an interview with NBC's Today, Sandman said that while he had a right to stand in the memorial, he wished the incident could have been avoided. "As far as standing there, I had every right to do so," Sandman told interviewer Savannah Guthrie. "My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him. I mean, in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing. But I can't say that I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there. In hindsight, I wish we had just found another spot to wait for our buses. But at the time, being positive seemed better than letting them slander us with all of these things," the high school student added. "So, I wish we could have walked away." Sandman then went on to explain that he did not simply walk away from Phillips because he did not want to appear disrespectful to him. "Well, now I wish I would have walked away. I didn't want to be disrespectful to Mr. Phillips and walk away if he was trying to talk to me. But certainly I was surrounded by a lot of people I didn't know that had their phones out, had cameras, and I didn't want to bump into anyone or seem like I was trying to do something," he said. The Associated Press contributed to this report.